This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri is scheduled to execute Marcellus Williams on Tuesday by injecting a single drug, a sedative known as pentobarbital. He'll be the eighth person in the U.S. this year to be put to death in that manner. Pentobarbital is a potent means of death. St. Louis Public Radio's Erica Hunsinger explains how the drug works and why the state's source is still cloaked in secrecy 4 years after Missouri began using it.
Unless you have a brain injury or uncontrolled seizures, it's unlikely you'll be given pentobarbital. Doctors have to have special training to prescribe and use it. That includes neurologists like Dr. Artie Sarwal with Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in North Carolina. Here, she describes how pentobarbital works when used in the operating room and in the ICU. To be clear, she is not speaking about executions.
When it's injected into the blood, essentially goes through the heart and is pumped across the body. It's unique in a manner that it reaches the brain tissue very efficiently. It essentially puts you to sleep, and then as the doses go higher into almost a state of coma to the point of completely shutting down.
Sarwal said there's no average dose in a clinical setting because it depends on body weight, severity of seizures, things of that nature. Missouri uses 5 grams of pentobarbital to kill a death row inmate, which makes for a quick process in the execution chamber. Rhonda Cook is a reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and has witnessed 26 executions in Georgia. It's used pentobarbital as long as Missouri has, since 2013.
Well, you can't tell it's happening because they will struggle to keep their eyes open. The last one that I saw, he insisted on smiling as much as he could, and he would smile, and then the smile would drift away, and he would, like, shake himself awake and smile again, but what happens is you just see them go to sleep.
By and large, pentobarbital doesn't cause botched executions like some other drugs. That's not to say there haven't been problems. IV placement has been an issue for inmates who'd been heavy drug users. And in 2015, Cook says Georgia had to cancel a scheduled execution because the pentobarbital was stored at too cold of a temperature.
The solids that are combined with the liquid to create the pentobarbital separated, and so there were clumps in the containers that had the pentobarbital.
Pentobarbital comes from one of two sources, a compounding pharmacy or an FDA-approved manufacturer. But drug companies won't sell it to states for use in executions, meaning the drug would have to be purchased from a third-party distributor. Only the Department of Corrections knows the provenance of Missouri's pentobarbital, and recent lawsuits haven't been able to force the state to reveal that information. Megan McCracken is an attorney with the University of California, Berkeley's Death Penalty Clinic. She says not knowing where the drugs come from
makes it virtually impossible to meaningfully assess the constitutionality, the effectiveness, the appropriateness of the procedure.
A document obtained by St. Louis Public Radio shows that as of July 31st, Missouri had 34 vials of pentobarbital. It isn't clear whether those are filled with manufactured or compounded pentobarbital. One way to find that out is to know its shelf life. Compounded pentobarbital is good only for weeks or months. Manufactured pentobarbital, also known as Nembutal, is a different story. Again, McCracken.
Back when Nembutal was available to departments of corrections, the expiration date was generally in the range of 2 to 2.5 years from the time of purchase.
The Missouri Department of Corrections did not provide the requested expiration dates, saying that information was closed under state statute. The agency also declined all interview requests, but did say it is, quote, prepared to carry out the execution this coming Tuesday. I'm Erica Hunsinger, St. Louis Public Radio.